Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
It is the day before Thanksgiving. I love this holiday. It's the only day of the year set aside in the American calendar to remember our Christian heritage. And so I love remembering that the pilgrims said they sailed for the glory of God and the advancement of the Christian faith. Man, I want to live for those same purposes. Derek is teaching us this week a marvelous series on what it means to be a patriot and how we're living as part of a whole. We're connected in community. And today he's going to talk to us about how we need to be what he calls contributors, people who are giving to others, serving to others. I say it this way, you have a destiny, but your destiny is fulfilled by investing in the destiny of others. Let's see what Derek has to say about this as he tells us what it means to be a patriot.
Being appreciative, showing appreciation, is what I call the oil that makes the machinery of society run smoothly, both on a small and a large scale, whether it's in a family, or whether it's in a business, or whether it's in a larger community, or whether it's in a nation. One thing that is necessary for each of us to fulfill our function as Christians and as patriots, in that true sense of the word, is to cultivate being appreciative, being thankful, expressing gratitude. I've had a very wide exposure over the course of my life to different nations and cultures, and I've always sought to learn. For instance, I've spent 8 years of my life in different parts of Africa. It's 5 years in East Africa. There I was responsible for a teacher training college, training African teachers for their jobs as teachers in the local schools. And I had to deal with probably at least 10 different tribes, all part of the one nation of Kenya. And I discovered, to my surprise, as I learned a little of their tribal languages, that there were some tribes that had no word for thank you in their language. And that caused me to meditate on what it means just to have a word to say thank you. And I began to see in actual fact that really this is one contribution of the Bible to our society. The Bible is really the source of appreciating other people. And where the Bible's influence has not been felt, or where it has been rejected, you'll find that there's very little thankfulness left in society. Another aspect of my own personal experience is that my first wife was Danish, and I have a special love for the people of Denmark. And I speak Danish, and I've spent a good deal of time not only in Denmark, but in Scandinavia, in Sweden as well. And there are certain aspects of their culture which, to me, are very precious. For instance, in Denmark, at the end of every meal, every person who has sat around the table will turn to the mother or the hostess and say, tak for mad. That means, thank you for food. Very simple, can be just a formality. But I want to assure you that it makes a difference to the whole atmosphere that you don't leave the table without expressing your gratitude to the one who provided the food for you. It's just part of the oil that makes society run smoothly. And then again, in any country in Scandinavia, whether it's Denmark or Sweden or Norway, when you've been hosted by somebody, the next time you contact that person, whether it's by phone or whether you meet them or whatever it may be, the first thing you say is, tak for sist. Thank you for last time. See, again, simple, but it's like oil. It keeps relationships running smoothly. I've got so used to that that I kind of miss it when I'm in a culture which doesn't have this provision. Now, I'm not saying everybody's got to copy that culture, but I'm just pointing out to you two simple ways in which being appreciative really affect the life of a nation. Just to conclude what I'm saying about it being appreciative, I want to point out to you out of the New Testament that it's not just something that's advisable, it's a Christian duty. It's something that's enjoined upon us as Christians. I want to read two passages from the writings of Paul. First, Ephesians 5:18-20. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit, capital S, the Holy Spirit. Speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God and the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. One of the marks of being filled with the Holy Spirit is you'll be a thankful person. You see, the Holy Spirit is typified as oil. And when you've got plenty of oil in the Holy Spirit, your life will be like a little oil can. Wherever you go, a little drop of oil will come out. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you to your fellow men. Thank you for serving me. Thank you for taking my luggage for me. Thank you for whatever it may be. I'll tell you, the older I get, the more I seek to cultivate being thankful to God and to people. And then three very short but beautiful verses in 1 Thessalonians 5, 16-18. Be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstance, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. So it's God's will that you give thanks in all circumstances. You see, you can be leading a life that's in the will of God and yet feel that you're out of the will of God if you're not being thankful, because that is the will of God. There are two directions in which to be thankful, vertical toward God, horizontal toward our fellow men. And as we fulfill these two obligations, we are like people that go into a place where machinery is running and it's in danger of a breakdown, and we take out our little oil can and we oil the machinery, and it works again smoothly and perfectly.
You know, I am so moved that Derek is talking about Christian character in this week in which we're celebrating Thanksgiving. You know, our founding fathers specifically said that they had designed this nation and all of its legal institutions and all of its procedures for a people who would observe the Ten Commandments, for a people who had Christian character. The quotes that come from their pens and their lips just define this over and over and over, that they were looking for a people of Christian character who could govern themselves according to the Ten Commandments. That's what Derek is bringing back to us as he tells us what it means to be a patriot. And I'm hoping that on this Thanksgiving, that you're not only enjoying food and football, which certainly is wonderful and part of the American celebration, but I'm hoping that you're renewing your mind and reminding yourself of your grand Christian heritage in this country and your calling to live a life of Christian character, not only to please Jesus, but to be the person you're called to be in this nation with a Christian heritage called America. There's so much more coming up. Stay with us as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
Each day's news brings us a stream of growing threats to our nation's future. Threats of terrorism on an unprecedented scale, a rising tide of hostility to traditional biblical values, anti-Semitism spreading like a cancer, moral decay and family disintegration. You may wonder, is there hope for America? The answer is a resounding yes.
Yes.
In his inspiring DVD, God's Heart for America, Derek Prince uses prophetic insight and his unique vantage point as an immigrant to offer Spirit-led words of both encouragement and warning. In the process, he reveals the vital role you play in the destiny of a great nation. To order your copy of Derek's DVD, God's Heart for America, for only $9.95, call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Watch this insightful DVD to be encouraged and forewarned, because the future of America lies squarely in your hands. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or purchase your copy securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield, and I'm excited about what we're learning this day right before Thanksgiving, because Derek is teaching us all about Christian character, what it means to be part of a community, and how this impacts our nation, especially a nation like America with a Christian heritage. Now, if you've missed any of these teachings, or you think you might tomorrow or the next day, log on to the website, derekprince.org. You'll find all of these teachings and a lot of material, a lot of great information about who Derek Prince is and what's going on with Derek Prince Ministries. I think you'll be pretty surprised. You also, by the way, can sign up for a free subscription to Proclamation Magazine, a great magazine that has teaching for you and great information about what's going on in DPM world. Now, let's get right back to it because Derek is teaching us what it means to be a patriot.
Today, it seems to me many important political and national decisions are influenced by considerations which obscure the real issue. I would say some of the following are examples of influences or considerations which obscure the issue and which often lead to wrong decisions and wrong policies. First of all, prejudice. It may be racial prejudice, it may be personal prejudice, it may be religious prejudice, it may be political prejudice, inability to see any good in somebody that represents another political view. Then there's what I call narrow self-interest, people who are only concerned about their own little interest, pressure groups that just want something that they consider to be for their benefit, regardless of the effect it will have on wider national issues. Then there's wishful thinking, people who approach a problem or a situation hoping it'll turn out the way that they want it to turn out, although all the evidence is to the contrary. Personally, let me just say, in passing, that it seems to me so much of our involvement in the Middle East is based on wishful thinking rather than realism. Then there are false values and false philosophies. Philosophies that exalt the individual at the expense of the community. Values that are not true to our American background and that which has made this nation great. Values that set aside the Judeo-Christian morality, which really is the basis of our Constitution and our national life. People are so often like the proverbial ostrich. When danger confronts them, they bury their head in the sand. Now, I just want to comment in defense of ostriches, that doesn't happen to be true. Ostriches don't do that, but people do. They're more stupid than ostriches. A true patriot cannot afford to indulge in any of these. He has to be a realist, especially in moral and spiritual issues. There are some very plain statements in the Bible that we need to give careful attention to. Proverbs 14, verse 34 is a good and a clear example. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a disgrace to any people. That means, in actual fact, that we cannot pursue courses that involve sin and prosper as a nation. They will drag us down, not exalt us. They may seem to be expedient for a time, economically, financially. They may seem to promise easy or rapid wealth. But if sin is involved, ultimately they will drag the nation down, not lift it up, and will not promote its true welfare or prosperity. In Numbers chapter 32, verse 23, Moses speaks a word to some of the children of Israel. We don't really need to look into the context, but this is what he says. But if you fail to do this, you will be sinning against the Lord, and you may be sure that your sin will find you out. That's the truth. We don't like it. It doesn't suit us. We could wish it were otherwise, but it isn't. If we do the wrong thing and we sin against the Lord, and we sin against the light which God has given us as a nation, we can be sure that our sin will find us out. In Galatians 6, verse 7, Paul says, "Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. You can't sow one kind of seed and reap another kind of fruit. If you plant an orange pip, you'll never get an apple tree." This applies also to nations. The prophet Hosea said to Israel, or said of Israel, they sow the wind, and reap the whirlwind. See, the thing increases. We sow something that seems comparatively innocuous and harmful and that we can control, but out of it we reap something that is terrible and beyond our power to control. We sow the wind, we reap the whirlwind. That's a principle of life, it's a principle of history, and it applies to nations. When we as a nation face these issues of sin and righteousness, there are some truths of Scripture that we need to keep before us. It is futile to resist God's purposes. Again, we turn to the book of Proverbs, Proverbs 21, verses 30 and 31. There is no wisdom, no insight, no plan that can succeed against the Lord. When we are working against God, we may have every kind of advice and counsel and skill and expertise, but we will not succeed. There is no wisdom, no insight, no plan that can succeed against the Lord. And the next verse continues, the horse is made ready for the day of battle. Today you have to put in some kind of modern armament like the tank or the airplane or whatever it may be, but victory rests with the Lord. All our armaments will not achieve victory if we are opposing the Lord and His purposes. And I fear that there's a tremendous danger of that in the Middle East, that we may stand against the nation that God has elected to bless, the people of Israel. When we do that, there is no wisdom, no insight, no plan that can succeed. And then we need to bear in mind that the destiny of all nations, just as of individuals, is in the hand of the Lord, Almighty God. Job makes this so clear in chapter 12, verse 23 of the book of Job. He, that is God, makes nations great and destroys them. He enlarges nations and disperses them. Basically, God blesses and prospers those nations that walk according to the principles of His word, and in line with His purposes in any given period of history. But the nations that turn against the principles of God's word and oppose the purposes of God can be brought low and even cease to exist. There are many, many nations in history that have simply gone out of existence. We have their names, we have maybe some historical records of them, but as nations they no longer exist. Why? Because they turned against God's laws and they opposed God's purposes. And so God removed them. He enlarges nations, disperses them. I have to tell you, this can happen to the United States of America, great though this nation is, blessed as though it has been. If we indulge in sin and turn away from righteousness, God will abase us. He will bring us low, as He's done countless other nations before us.
Boy, thank God for this teaching right before Thanksgiving. What powerful stuff. Now, you are not going to want to miss what's coming up, because, you know, Jesus told us to take the gospel to the uttermost parts of the earth. How about a story from the North Pole? Stay with us as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
Each day's news brings us a stream of growing threats to our nation's future. Threats of terrorism on an unprecedented scale, a rising tide of hostility to traditional biblical values, anti-Semitism spreading like a cancer, moral decay and family disintegration. You may wonder, is there hope for America? The answer is a resounding yes.
Yes.
In his inspiring DVD, God's Heart for America, Derek Prince uses prophetic insight and his unique vantage point as an immigrant to offer spirit-led words of both encouragement and warning. In the process, he reveals the vital role you play in the destiny of a great nation. To order your copy of Derek's DVD, God's Heart for America, for only $9.95, call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Watch this insightful DVD to be encouraged and forewarned, because the future of America lies squarely in your hands. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or purchase your copy securely online at DerekPrince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince, Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. And as we went out to the break, I said that we had a story from the North Pole. Well, that was sort of true. It's actually from North Pole, Alaska. David Holland is here with us to tell us a story from North Pole, Alaska. Dave, always great to have you here.
Thanks, Stephen. Yeah, the North Pole, Alaska is as close to the North Pole as I ever care to be. And today, introducing us to A.W. Bowie, a really remarkable individual with a remarkable story and perspective.
I listen to Derek Prince every morning, and by me listening to him, my life was changed. By listening to Derek Prince daily, he will bring the reality to you. Derek Prince was teaching me God wants to be first in our lives. Seek ye first the kingdom and his righteousness. You know, the beacon of our light should shine so it can draw others near, closer to Jesus Christ. And that's what Derek Prince preaches and teaches every time he speaks. Broken families are everywhere. But if you put Jesus Christ as the center of your life, the center, I mean, breathe it, live it, he will do amazing things. God wants to be first in our lives. I served 21 years in the Air Force. The flag is one of the most strong symbols in the world. But putting the cross in front of America, putting God back in front of America, making him first in our lives is very important. He's the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning. He's the teacher. He knows and sees all. But making him first and following Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, he will do amazing things. Our country was founded on godly principles. God has used Derek Prince Ministry just to bring it back to reality. The purpose of my ministry is to put God back in front of America. Together we stand is a symbol of unity, really. Putting God back in front of America, it brings families together. It builds relationships. It's acknowledging the respect of our fellow Americans. Together we stand is about glorifying God.
You know, David, what a powerful story this is, and especially for me, I'm thinking about all of my conservative friends whom I love so much,
yeah.
But tend to get a little bit into that overheated kind of patriotism that is almost idolatrous. You know what I mean?
There's a line there, isn't there?
They love their country, but they just take it a little bit beyond biblical bounds, and it sounds like Mr. Bowie has kind of found that balance again in the gospel.
Absolutely, and what a great individual, what a great personality, and what a great ministry he has. They're right at the top of the world, and having been deeply impacted by the teaching of Derek Prince, and now sharing that light and the transformation that he's experienced in his own life with other people, they're in that very remote place.
This, again, is the power of radio, because I can guarantee you and I aren't going up to the North Pole of Alaska or North Pole, Alaska to take that gospel. Thanks for being with us today.
My pleasure.
Well, I'm thrilled that all of you heard that story and that testimony, because that is such a powerful statement of what God is doing. I want to make sure that you know about the website. DerekPrince.org is where you can go to not only listen to all of these teachings, especially if you've missed some of the series this week, which has been so amazing, but also to find out information about the ministry, to find out information about what's going on in Derek Prince Ministries, and to find out about Derek Prince himself. When you log on the website, you'll also find that you have an opportunity to subscribe to Proclamation Magazine. This ministry believes in sowing into the lives of people. It believes in living out the biblical principle of sowing and giving to people and doing exactly what Derek's been talking about in this teaching, and that is being a contributor. And so you'll be able to receive this magazine free of charge. It'll have powerful ministry for you, and it will touch your life. Now, for everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Thank you for being with us, and join us again tomorrow, Thanksgiving Day, as the legacy continues.
Take a moment right now to order your own copy of Derek's DVD, God's Heart for America, for only $9.95 when you call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Thank you for your faithful financial support. It's because of friends like you that Derek Prince Legacy Radio is on the air. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or, in Canada, call 888-737-0771. And of course, you can give your support securely online at DerekPrince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at DerekPrince.org.
That's derekprince.org.